The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102 103.
Something just as perturbing right now is the Daily Dilemma. Somebody's gotten themselves into a situation. Let's see. It's an email. It came into talk@beat102103.com, for that is the address to send your Daily Dilemmas to. Here we go. Hey, Beat. I'm struggling with something. My girlfriend and I are together for 2 years. I'm mad about her and chances are we'll move in together soon. Here's my dilemma. Since I met her, she's been blonde. It's partly why I fancied her to begin with. I love blondes and thought she was so hot. So hot. Last week, she called over to mine for a takeaway. She walked in the door and when I looked up, there she was with brown hair. I was speechless. She got paranoid straight away and I just said I got a shock, but I really like it. That's a lie. I don't. I way prefer her with blonde hair. I don't know what to do. Should I tell her? It's really thrown me. Help, Anonymous. There's a collective ooh right there.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
It is, but like, I mean, you lied and now you're stuck in your lie. She might think she's great and she's going to keep this brown hair forever and you don't fancy your blonde or your brunette girlfriend.
Yeah. You see, it's not really a lie because you probably find it hard. Anybody would find it hard to say, no, I don't actually like that. I don't like how it looks on you. You don't want to hurt the person's feeling.
2 years they've been going out.
But she's...
2 years you should be comfortable enough to go,
I'm
not mad about it. But did she ask you what you thought of it?
But if her face dropped, he knew straight away that she was disappointed. You know, by his reaction. You know by somebody, especially if you're going out with them. You know straight away what they're thinking.
A woman's intuition is finely tuned. She will have known.
She would have known, but also... Hair colour isn't permanent. It's not forever.
No.
You know, you might want to try something new, a new look, a new fashion, a new style. And that's okay. And I think, you're not going to agree with absolutely everything your partner likes. But you accept it. If they like it, if they're enjoying how they look, then what's it to you? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going
to... No, I think it is something to you, though.
I think when it comes to a hair colour, A, ask them to change, and B, expect them to change.
He should be allowed to say I prefer the blonde.
Yeah, he's allowed to say that.
But that's it.
He is allowed to say that, and I get it. Like when he met her, and for the last couple of years, she's looked a certain way, and suddenly it's kind of like, whoa, that's quite different to the girl that I met, and I'm just not sure. And also, like, he's just seen her, so it's going to take a little bit of time for you. Like the blonde to brown thing is a big change. You know, it's going to take him a little bit of time to kind of get his head around. He can't say it to her. You don't have that right.
You had no clue that this was happening. I think if a girl I'm going out with for 2 years is going to change her hair colour, she's going to tell me whether or not she's not asking for my permission, but she says, oh, I'm thinking of changing my hair colour. I'm going in tomorrow to do it.
Not necessarily. Sometimes girls sit in the chair and they go, do you know what? I am sick of this. I need a new look. I want to feel different. I want to, just change me. Make me feel better.
I think so. Like I came in with an afro, Vinny.
Remember the day she came in?
I had a whole change.
Yeah, but we're not going out with you.
But you would tell your boyfriend
if you're going to do
that.
No,
I didn't necessarily tell anyone. It was kind of an overnight kind of, I want to change.
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't discuss it with anybody. It was like everyone was shocked because I didn't sit down and I didn't have a discussion with my mom, my dad, my boyfriend. I just said, this is what I wanted. I woke up and I did it.
And sometimes you don't want to talk about those things to other people. You want to keep that to yourself and be like, okay, this is a decision I made and I'm happy with it, and whatever you think it is kind of irrelevant. Now I the only thing is she's been slightly hurt by it, by his reaction. Do you know what I mean?
She might have been. She might have been. So is it like it's screw you emailer in the studio?
No, it's not.
Oh.
What we're saying is, yes, you can probably say something, but you can't expect the person to change.
No, you can't.
Like, it's their hair at the end of the day, and whether you're going out with that person for a million years or a wet minute, like, it's their choice. You can't say, change your hair colour because I don't like it. And if the person's happy, then if you're in love with that person, would you not just be happy with them? Yeah, you might not like it, but you'll get over it. You'll get used to it. You're probably only after seeing it a couple of days now or whatever it is, so you're not exactly used to it yet, but you will get used to it and you'll get over it.
Yeah, and don't be writing off the last 2 years just based on a hair colour. Do you know what I mean? There's you fell for this girl for a reason, so hold on to that.
Yeah,
like, and
chances are hair.
Yeah, hang on a second. Chances are, if I know most blondes who went brown, they usually go back to being blonde anyway.
Yeah,
so just hold tight.
085-102-9103. Advice. Oh, it's already flying in.
Oh, really?
Oh, we hit a follicle this morning. Daily Dilemma. Our emailer says his girlfriend of 2 years turned up at his gaff last weekend or whatever, and she, instead of being blonde, as he has known her for all of the 2 years that they've been going out, she has changed her hair colour to brunette and he's not mad about it. He lied and said he liked it. He doesn't like it. And he's wondering what he can do about it. Let's go straight to WhatsApps. We got a voice note from Ross.
Lads, come here now in fairness. What's that fella like, eh? Talk about a first world problem. Brown hair, blonde hair, and he likes blondes. I'm telling you now, she could have had to dye it brown for a reason. You know, she probably thought it was a great surprise, and then he gives her this look and is like, oh, I'm taken back by you. What if he wants to grow a beard or shave his head and, you know, and then she says, oh, well, I don't like you. You know, what a soft boy. he should be blessed that the girl is not sick and she still has her hair.
Yeah.
You know, there's an awful lot of people out there in worse predicaments and they're not writing into the radio station about it. What a soft boy. Grow up. You mammy's boy, grow up and leave the woman alone and compliment her. Mm. Chances are she's going to go back blonde anyway, because it's very hard to maintain dark hair.
I love
after
it.
You know, here now, grow up, boy, and fucking smell what you're shoveling.
Oh. Strong words from Ross, deservedly so, according to the rest of the text coming in, because
I love your passion.
Emailer, you are not well supported this morning.
No.
So let's get some of the messages that are coming in. Shallow much? Come on, it's bloody hair. That's hardly worth more than her personality and everything else that you've had in the last 2 years. I hope she isn't listening to this, the poor girl. She'll know it's about her. Get a life, it's only hair colour. Maybe she deserves better. My boyfriend of 5 years, says another texter at the time, got his hair cut last year and I nearly dropped with the shock when I walked through the door. Instantly hated it and couldn't look at it. I was unattracted to him and he knew I hated it. I tried as hard as I could but just couldn't. He ended up wearing a hat the whole time until it grew back again. Just talk to her about it. You should be comfortable enough to talk to each other about these things. He grew it back and it's all good again though.
Okay. I agree with that in some sense, but again, he probably didn't like it.
Well,
either
if he didn't, that's fair enough. But yeah, like, not to the point that you feel you have to change because somebody else is saying it to you. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Another WhatsApper, Zoe, she says, do not, and I repeat, do not tell her to dye her hair back. Mm. She's going to ruin her hair, going from dark to blonde, just to please you. And you'll be left with an angry, bald girlfriend.
I think Ross had two really good points. The fact that he said, A, it's very difficult to maintain. That's brilliant. Yeah. It is. And the fact that he said as well about, like, why should she change? Why should she?
And what about her personality and everything else that you love about her? This one it's not even a feature change. It's hair. Somebody else said, the girl that changed her hair colour, it's nice to change. It makes you feel good. Opinions are like bums. Everyone has one. And that was me putting it mildly.
No.
The gist of the rest of the WhatsApps coming in, by the way, get over himself. Yeah. Is he in love with her or her hair?
And the thing is, there could be lots of other reasons why she had to change her hair. He's right. The world is full of bigger problems than a hair colour.
085-1029-103 for the last of your advice. Crew. Thursday morning's Beat Breakfast. It's just gone 9:04. Before the mine at 9, let's get straight back into some advice that came in just during the news there on the Daily Dilemma. Starting with a voice note. Let's see.
The guy in the Daily Dilemma, I think he's uncovered an issue here. If he didn't fancy her with the wrong hair colour, then maybe there's some issue in the first place. He needs to look deeper into the relationship. If he doesn't fancy her just because she's got the wrong colour hair, maybe they need to either work harder on their relationship or they need to finish. Hey, just my opinion.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Good point. If you feel that strongly about it.
And is it a sign that actually it's not what you thought it was? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That you're not as into her.
Yeah, could be.
Daily Dilemma. What an a-hole. I've just recently lost all my hair throughout my body with alopecia. My boyfriend hasn't looked at me differently once. Says it's still me that he loves, that hair doesn't matter. This guy seriously needs a priority check. The poor girl, it says. Somebody else texted, that's absolutely ridiculous. I changed the colour of my hair as quickly as a chameleon changes colour. My BF behaved in such a way I'd be mortified. I'd also change it just to antagonise him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're getting into games there.
Yeah, but there are some people that just change a lot. That's just their thing, isn't it? Like red, blonde, purple.
Bro, straight.
No support for the emailer this morning. Talk at beat102103.com is the email address if you have a dilemma that needs sorting, and we'll possibly get yours on the radio at some point next week.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.